God is going to supply this move. There is going to be a generation who fully understands this anointing. If it's not you, stay neutral. I love you, but stay neutral. I don't want you to be neutral. I want you to live in victory. I want you to be attacking him instead of him attacking you. And then God gives me this war cry, an ancient Hebrew war cry from Hebrew. And we get it, and we look at it, and these scholars come to us, and they said, Chip, if anybody's teaching, you got to see this. So I go to mom, and I go to whoever I knew, is this right? Because I don't want to preach something, and I don't know if it's right. And there was an ancient Hebrew war cry back in the day. And I thought, thank God there's a mentality, there was a war. We need a war cry today. Where's the war cry today? We know we're champions. We know we're in a war. We know all of this. We know we're the triumphant church. But where is the war cry? Where's the game face? Where's the tenacity? Where's the passion? Where's the fire in the eyes that Jesus had and will have when he returns? Satan's not getting away with that on that van when they attack that. We got people there taking care of them right now. And we're going further and further and higher and higher. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. And that ancient Hebrew war cry is this. Rock. Everybody say rock.
Rock.
Kasak.
Kasak.
Amatz. Rock is the first word, and this is what it means. It means only. Everybody say only.
Only.
Now, when Hebrew says only, it means only. It doesn't mean like we do. Only. Mom was learning Hebrew in Alpana Kiva, and she said the instructors would come in someday, and they would say, rock Hebrew, and that meant only. That means if you don't speak Hebrew that day, you pay the consequences. You either fail or get kicked out of the class. Only means only. So when a Hebrew warrior would fight, when God was speaking to Joshua, be strong and courageous before he went to battle, David versus Goliath, we can go on and on, Gideon, all of them, they said, rock only. What's that mean? Only faith. Only believe. Only God. You know the people who beat cancer who are not even Christians? Only victory. They even have it. They have it. Only. Can you imagine David? Only. The second word was kasak. Kasak is best described in this instead of a definition. The whitening of knuckles, the tensing of muscles, and the grinding and gritting of teeth.
Oh, come on.
Oh, y'all. Y'all got a skit or something? Y'all, I'm teaching to the wrong crowd. Y'all got a skit? Y'all, I don't want to waste time. God's running out of time. God's eternal, but I don't want to waste time. You want to have fun, we'll have fun. But we're talking about something that God put in you.
Yes.
That whitening of knuckles and that tensing of muscles and that fight is in you.
Yes.
That's what happened to Gideon when God said, you mighty man of valor, and the Holy Spirit and anointing came on him. Yeah! Yes. He went from a wimp to a warrior. Yes. That Holy Spirit's in you. I don't feel it. It doesn't matter. Quit saying that. That's not my personality. We're not talking about your personality. We're talking about God's personality. He made you in his and their image. God is a warrior. The Holy Spirit is a warrior. Jesus is coming back with an army with fire in his eyes. And he's not coming back for passive church. He's coming back for a group of warriors. Whose muscles, who? Your spiritual muscles are in. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Or game face, let's fight.
Yeah.
And then Amatz. Then Amatz is the last one. And Amatz is, I got to read it.